Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen, and it's been a busy week in pop culture.
As they always say.
What's up, guys?
I'm excited because we're seeing the Barbie movie on Friday. The three of us have bought tickets. We're going together. I might wear pink. We'll see how festive I'm feeling.
Is this Friday?
Coming Friday.
Tomorrow.
Did you forget?
So fun.
This comes out Thursday. We're recording Wednesday afternoon in case anything urgent breaks in the next 24 hours.
But you got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it, that it's really good.
Reviews are in.
98. What was it on Rotten Tomatoes, you said?
90.
She said 90.
90. Okay. 90 on Rotten
Tomatoes.
I think
90 is pretty good.
What are the reviews on Oppenheimer?
That's pretty good.
Ooh, 97.
Oh.
I just saw a post about that on Instagram, actually.
I really want to see Oppenheimer.
We're not seeing that together. You can stay for the double feature and Sammy and I will leave.
No, Sammy would stay with me.
I would see it, but like, I don't know if I want to see it on Friday. Maybe on Saturday.
I don't want to see it during prime hours. And also, I can't sit for that long, according to my doctor.
Guys, so when is the last time we went to a Long Island movie theater together?
I mean,
2012.
I mean, we're going to the same movie theater that we would have gone to. So
Aileen and I once got kicked out of a movie. We went to go see the movie 13, which was rated R.
And when you were like really young.
When we were 12. But wait, Jordana, I told that story literally to someone like last month. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. It's just weird because we were like 12 at the time, and
it's also funny that we both remember it so intensely. We not only did we try to sneak in,
was a very memorable movie.
We got kicked out and then tried to sneak back in, and it was from in the Roslyn movie theater, so it wasn't like this big theater. It was this tiny little theater.
And you guys were basically like the girls in 13. That's basically what the show was. That's what the movie was about, rebellion. And that's what you were doing.
We were like the lowest, lamest form of rebellion.
That was an extremely memorable movie. I remember it like exactly where I was. I was with my camp friends. We were having a sleepover and I was really, really freaked out by it. I was like, I don't want to grow up.
It was Evan Rachel Wood's
big debut. What if something happens to you? She was amazing in it.
Who else was in it?
Holly Hunter. She was the mom.
Nikki Reed.
Yeah.
Nikki Reed from Twilight.
Great movie.
What a great movie. 2003.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we were like 13.
We were 13. Yeah.
Wow. It's like, why does everything happen at our age? Like Harry Potter was our age. Taylor Swift is our age.
Yeah.
It's all happening to us.
Iconic.
Iconic year to be born.
It is.
The year of the snake, Ian told me.
Oh, yeah.
My mom tells me all the time. Should we actually catch up on the busy week in pop culture?
Yeah. There was a pretty big divorce. Ariana Grande and her husband.
Two divorces.
Couple big divorces.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
In the same day.
And a divorce rumor, which is basically a half a divorce.
I wonder if the second divorce was like riding on the coattails of the first divorce, being like, we needed to release this at some point in the next few weeks. This seems like a good day to do it because it'll just get coupled with this other thing.
A lot on Monday. A lot of stuff on Monday.
Well, so the first divorce is Ariana Grande and husband Dalton Gomez. It started because she was seen at Wimbledon and she was wearing her little wicked glasses, but she was not wearing her engagement or wedding ring. And so everyone started freaking out, and then they like couldn't contain that rumor, or this was the way in which she wanted it to sort of be soft launched. You know what I mean? Because I think she was sort of showing her hand.
Yeah, she was.
Why does she feel the need to marry all of her boyfriends? Why doesn't she just date them?
Maybe she won't do that. Maybe she just wanted to get married once and like now it's out of her system and she won't have to.
If that was the case, she would have just married Pete Davidson.
I don't know. Maybe it was too much. Too fast. That was too intense. Having one called off engagement at that point didn't seem that like much of a...
I guess.
You know, not that bad. So then this one, she's like, we're going to do this one.
And then, she hasn't really been in any type of headlines since she got married, because she was all over everything possible with Pete Davidson. Then she released this album and she was just everywhere.
I haven't seen anything about her ponytail in a while.
And then, but it is kind of interesting the way things like happen, because now that she's like in Wicked, now all of a sudden you start seeing her in headlines. Then people started like speculating what's going on with her like body. And then there was a lot of discussion about that.
What's going on with her body?
She was just, I mean, I wasn't speculating, just saying this, what people are saying. But she just appeared thinner. And then she made this video saying like, why are you guys judging? Like, you don't know what I'm going through. So like, leave me alone. And then now she has this divorce. So it's, but she also has Wicked going on. It's just like interesting the way that celebrity PR works.
Well, I feel like it's not only PR as much as it like can be very reflective of what was happening to her. Like she got, she was newly married. She was like involved more in her marriage. She had just come off of like making a lot of music. She knew she had Wicked coming up. So she like, my guess is maybe the marriage had some issues. Maybe that's why she was like under a lot of stress and lost weight.
Possibly.
And then she did start doing Wicked. And then there were these rumors. There was a Dumois blind item that was probably about her, allegedly, about her possibly hooking up with her co-star on Wicked.
Who played SpongeBob.
He's also married.
The SpongeBob musical, Ethan Slater.
I really don't think it's happening.
I mean, maybe they were flirt. Who knows? Maybe that was like, maybe she just had to like get out into a different like environment to be really sure that she didn't want to be, you know, married to her husband.
I just like can't, I don't get like SpongeBob vibes.
Maybe that was just like a character that he used to play. Yeah.
He's a very good actor then.
Potentially.
Yeah, no, what do people give you SpongeBob? Are there any people who give you SpongeBob vibes?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Pete Davidson, I would say more of a SpongeBob vibe guy.
Do you think he could be in the SpongeBob musical?
This guy gives me SpongeBob vibes.
Oh, he does. I haven't seen
it. I don't get a vibe that she's into like SpongeBob.
Maybe she's just into different right now.
Oh, yeah. Definite SpongeBob vibes. I don't think they're hooking up.
That's what I said. Look at my note on the
app. Ellie just turned the laptop around and she was like, never mind.
Look at my comment in the outline. I wrote, I am sus about this after Googling him. He's also married?
Not to SpongeBob shame her.
Maybe it's someone else in the cast and he's just like, maybe it's a distraction so that she can hook up with her hotter co-star.
I hope she releases a new album because I love her music. She's great.
I bet she will. Especially now that she can't be in Wicked anymore because of the strike.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. Let's talk about the other divorce couple. It's big divorce all week.
Well, okay, so Sofia Vergara and her husband Joe from True Blood.
What's say his last name?
You do it.
No, you do it.
No, you.
Sammy, you do it.
Manganiello. Manganiello.
I've never heard it said out loud.
I've never heard anyone say it
either. It could be Manganiello too, because who knows? Hard G or soft. Anyway, they're divorcing also after 7 years of being married.
7 year itch.
7 year. And I saw their house go up on sale. And
ooh, what's it like? Can I see?
Yeah.
Send me the link.
Okay. I will.
I remember there was a weird, okay, so here are some signs that their marriage was on the rocks that none of the three of us were paying that much attention
to. I wasn't really that attuned to what was.
I remember watching their wedding because they're both so good looking and like it was just like fun and like a hot
event. I guess.
I don't like to stalk celebrities to find out if they're still together, but I will stalk like normal people that I know to like if there seems like there's something amiss on social media. I'm much more interested in kind of like delving into that to see if a couple has broken up.
I agree. The more A-list someone is, the less likely their social media is going to clue you in to a potential trouble in paradise situation.
Well, speaking of that, did you guys see Mauricio Umansky post his like
that was the
trap?
Weirdest caption.
Oh yeah, that was such a weird picture caption to post like in the middle of this.
Yeah, like a year ago I was fat. Like, and then he like does a swipe across. So weird. But then like Kyle commented,
he's like, this is so I can motivate myself. It's like print the picture and put it
on your
wall
fridge
or something. Like, why are you doing this? I think he knows what he's doing. It's too random in this whole thing. Like, why?
It's giving unapproved PR post that went wrong.
Because Kyle commented?
It seems like they were trying to make something seem like authentic and casual, but because of what's going on, it's like very much not casual.
And it also just like is so unlike anything he's ever posted.
That's what I mean. Let me read it. It says, it's him. There's three photos in a carousel. The first is him like looking strong, probably in their home gym.
He's like flexing.
Yeah. The second is the same thing with the other hand. The third is him on what looks like a yacht in probably Greece. An old photo where he's holding an alcoholic beverage and he looks like a little heavier, but not like fat. Like no. He just looks like buff, but not like as muscular.
He just doesn't look like
as lean.
Fit.
Yeah.
So his caption is, I was planning on posting this for my birthday, but I was in Aspen and there has been a lot of noise. 6 years ago, I was fat and out of shape. And the plan is to get better every year. I need to post this to keep me going. And every guy, no, you don't post unless you just worked out and are all pumped up. LOL.
Period. I love how he just basically blamed Kyle's divorce, like infidelity rumor. Got in the way of his like content calendar.
But I was an ass.
And there was too much noise. He had plans to post his like thirst trap already.
Right. I wish he had just written like, my estranged wife and I are both trying to fuck other people, so we've both lost a lot of weight this year.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would have been like a great caption.
We both work out in the same gym. But anyway, so speaking of stalking celebrities who are having a divorce potentially. Anyway, Sofia Vergara and Joe, the werewolf. He was a werewolf, right?
I don't really even remember that. But
what do you mean? He was like another one who was into Sookie. Everyone was just like into Sookie.
Interesting. I have no memory of that.
Yeah, he was like the wolf.
I trust you.
Yeah, he was so hot.
Everyone was mentioning his like cold birthday message to Sofia where he wrote Feliz cumpleaños, Sofia.
Happy birthday.
Wait, so cool.
I was like, I would be so lucky to get that for my husband. Like, yeah, he like would definitely never post.
Yeah, six would, exclamation points.
I've never was there even an exclamation gotten, point? I've never even gotten a birthday like feed post from him. I'm
that's
like,
because Mike's like what? A normal person.
Are we on the verge?
Well, you've never gotten one, so it's not like you stopped getting them,
right? What was his past birthday posts?
No,
I wasn't really following them that closely, to be honest. They had kind of slipped my radar personally. So
yeah, because they're both like not on anything right now, so nobody's like watching their content. There was something else I read, sort of just saw on a site that I doubt was at all reputable. This is no different than Dumas blind. So I saw that like maybe that he had been like become sober recently-ish, and she is not. And so that could have thrown them into this path.
Yeah, totally. I think that makes a lot of sense. You're not supposed to date, right, for the first year that you're...
No, they're married.
Sober. I know, but like I'm saying like because... But I think that part of that is because you like change a lot, so maybe that would affect
change. I mean, also, not to bring up Kyle again, but same sitch. In a way, happens at the end when somebody is sober for a long time. I don't know. Possibly, again, not. This is alleged.
Is Kyle sober or is she just like not drinking right now?
She's sober right now.
I think she's sober. I mean, she's never really said, has she?
She did. She just posted about it. She just posted celebrating her sobriety.
For how long? For a year?
A year, yeah.
Oh, okay, then I would say she's sober if she's celebrating not drinking for a year.
She goes, today marks 1 year alcohol-free for me.
Alcohol-free.
Alcohol-free. A number of things maybe come to the conclusion that I didn't want to drink, first and foremost, blah, 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 blah. Dude, so many emojis.
Okay. There could be a million reasons why, like, things that underpin that.
Who knows?
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Lux bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Should we talk about Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, let's celebrate our gal, Lindsay Lohan.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, her pics seem so happy. She has given birth to her son,
bebe,
named Luai. Luai, is that how you say it? It's Luai.
Luai? What?
It's an Arabic name that means shield or protector. She had her baby in Dubai, and she recently debuted her partnership nursery. So
honestly, like, it's a little, it's good. I think the Lohanasance is happening.
I disagree, but
I think it's like she's coming back. I mean, think about what we were looking at like 2 years ago, 4 years ago. Like, this seems to be like a tighter ship we're running here.
I don't think she's coming back like to the entertainment business in this, in like a real full way.
Yeah, like that Netflix movie was rough.
Oh no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as like a person, a figure. The opportunities, like who knows what opportunities will, how she'll, what will come up.
This is how you party in Mykonos, bitch.
Yeah.
Remember she had the show of her club.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Where was
Lohan Beach? Was that called Lohan Beach? I don't know. She had a reality show where she was like Lisa Vanderpump, but she was running a beach club.
I mean, that video was also a piece of art, you could say.
I mean, we have that quote in our office. in our main conference room where we invite our clients, it says, "This is how you party in Mykonos, bitch."
So iconic, you could say.
Is she still pretending to have an accent that she doesn't have?
Not really. But I hear it sometimes, but like not as badly as it was. Her voice has gotten deeper, for sure.
Okay. Oh, I would also like to say, total tangent, not related to this topic at all, but that I've been watching Eileen's weird British crime shows.
And oh, yeah?
They slap.
Oh, thank you, Jordana.
I really like it. Yeah.
I am so glad you brought that up because... I had a follow-up to that. I appreciate all of the support from our listeners, for my British crime watching. Somebody suggested a couple of shows, one, Grantchester, which I started watching. And that's also another BBC show.
The people look like real people on these shows.
Okay, but with the exception of this show, the main guy is so attractive.
Really?
And so, like, yeah, so I've been watching it. Mostly just kind of like staring at him. And then I kind of, he has the same coloring as Rusty. So it like makes sense for me. But then, so I Googled him. So we can jump down to who he's talking this week really quick. But I Googled him and latest headline, all this Wimbledon like photography, right? Paparazzi stuff. But he is like shaking hands with Kate Middleton. And like Prince William is like looking at them, sort of like watching Kate. And that's like the headline is like Prince William keeps his eye on Kate as she is starstruck by seeing William Thornton.
Good.
Yes, good. And I'm James very Thornton. Into James that. Thornton, excuse me. James. Everybody just Google. He's so cute.
James Thornton.
Yeah, James Thornton. Like you could see Kate's like starstruck.
Honestly, like here's the thing. They need to write that headline so that it seems like William gives a shit, you know, and he isn't busy doing his own things.
And then he does because it would be like embarrassing, but I don't think he cares.
Maybe he likes his wife. William?
Yeah.
I think he likes his wife. I just think, you know, that's
everybody,
what I think.
Everybody while they're listening, just Google James Thornton.
Yeah.
James Norton. What is wrong with me?
Norton.
I said his name is totally William Thornton. That's not
him.
It's
Ed.
James Norton. I don't think so.
Oh, he's way hotter than the first person I Googled, who was cute, but not
It's James
Thornton. Norton. Is like, I see
I know. It's James.
Do you see
Norton.
James Thornton though? You can
the
see
fuck
it.
Fuck is James Thornton.
Look, Google him. He's kind of cute.
Did you guys watch the new Roni?
Yes, and I didn't mind it. I thought it was like it has potential.
I thought it was not bad. Also,
yeah. That's mostly my
not bad.
My assessment.
I watched.
Did you like on it or dislike on first
Jenna Lyons
impression?
Is an interesting character. I didn't realize she was so weird.
Yeah, I agree. She's very intriguing, which made me like her more than I thought. But I also don't know enough.
Very unique.
Yes.
Character.
I like. Good for the housewives.
I spoke to two girls who said that they were in Erica's sorority and Albany. And that she doesn't like really, it's funny to watch her on this show because she was nothing like that in.
Which one is Erica?
Which one is Erica?
She's the one that's like Israeli and the one that.
Oh, I thought that was Erin.
So, oh my God. William Thornton, Erica, Erin, guys, like, you know, it's not my day.
I was really just thinking, I was like, did I miss one? Like a whole house.
I thought I forgot one too.
Almost always I am wrong about the person's name.
Well, no, Erin and Erica, you know, we got the first three letters.
Three letters are right. Yes.
I had it on in the background and then it automatically started playing the crappy lake thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saving that show for now.
It's not like so good that you need to save.
People really seem to like it, but I also couldn't
pay
that much attention at this moment in my life.
Here's the thing. They're like too aware of like I feel like they tried to make it simple life, but they're very aware of like wanting to not be offensive, I think. So it makes them so much less offended by like all of their accommodations and shit than I think they would be if this was real. Like they show them to the hotel room and the one's like, oh, we can spruce this up. Like this is the same woman who had a mental breakdown when she was put in the fish room. I don't believe that she's just
lower
like,
level.
How much charity can I do here? Like I just don't.
Right. It's too like they know they're trying to come off too good. Right. That might get interesting if they crack after trying to come off really good. But we'll see. We'll see. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Well, earlier where I was going with the William Thornton James, whoever his name is that Kate Middleton. So many things happened in my stalking. I then got an Instagram of AI of what Prince William would look like with more hair or less hair, and then also what Harry would look like. And then literally like 20 minutes later, the divorce rumors came up, or the separation rumors of Meghan and Harry came up, and it was just like a wild stalking
session. Where did these rumors originate from?
Okay, I saw it on a few places. I saw it on Radar Online, Page Six, and I don't know if that's where they first...
Where are their sources?
I saw it on Page Six first, and I sent it to Sammy. I was like, how real is this? Because we all know Page Six is, like,
I mean, their
royal.
Sources are always sources. You know, it's always, quote, sources. Like, you know...
At what point did this become, like real?
Well,
like, who has to report it for it to become, like, real?
NBC. And they wouldn't do it if they wouldn't report like rumors
unless they were already like, well, it's an official statement or something.
Yeah. Or like there was a physical evidence of something, or like an altercation that was like a video or something.
Okay.
Like they reported on the quote car chase, you know, that when that happened. Actually, here's where it really started. It started with a tweet from kind of like a random person that said, Rumors are that Meghan Markle is separating from Harry. She took him from his family after she embarrassed the British royal family and now made the whole nation hate him. Now that Harry is broke and lonely because of her, she has allegedly filed divorce papers asking for $80 million plus the total custody of Archie and Lilibet. And then that made it into Page Six and Radar Online. And right before this, we recorded this, I saw an article in Vanity Fair where another source close to the couple said that this is, quote, literally made up. So honestly, like, you never I don't think that she filed divorce papers. No, but I do think they're fighting.
I think if they filed divorce papers, that would be public, right? Couldn't you look that up?
Yes. Well, actually, I think it
maybe
depends
not
on
if
what
it's
state
UK.
You're in. It would be here. It would be in California. Yeah. Or honestly, I'm not sure. It depends what state you're in. Yeah. I don't think they're just fine. I don't think under any circumstance they filed divorce papers. Maybe they had a really big fight or are continuously really fighting. Which, like, of course they are. Like, it's a really...
Things are awk.
Things are
vibes
are rad.
Because she was in the headlines, mostly Page Six, who likes to just make the most extra headlines about her, where she was spotted at the food market, whatever it's called, farmer's market, getting flowers and some shit with her dog when the farmer's market has a strict no dog policy. Like, that was like everything that was about. And like, you see her dogs and it's just...
Why would that mean they're getting divorced?
Because she was alone.
I don't think that's like really
right. Do I think they will get divorced? Maybe.
I think that's going to be maybe the third divorce couple. Because.
This week?
Yeah. Maybe not this week.
I don't think this week, but I think this year.
I don't know about this year. I think maybe next year.
This decade.
Year. This decade.
By the end of the 20s.
I think by the end of the 20s. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would actually put like money on that.
I think he wants to go back home.
Well, I think that like,
although
I don't know if he knows what he wants.
I think he doesn't.
They would welcome him. Or actually, I don't know. They would probably rather welcome him and prevent like further damage. And they could like use his return as good looks right. for them.
Yeah, like reconciliation.
As welcoming as like the royal family like could be, which is like not that welcoming, even if they were welcoming.
He would have to submit
to all of their like demands, but I think he'd probably be okay with it. Like, who knows what the situation is like now?
That divorce would be so messy about like where the kids would live and where Meghan would go and just... It would just be wild. I mean, I assume if he's going to be welcomed back, like, she would go there.
She hated it.
I know. I don't know, but...
I don't think she'd go back.
It depends. I don't think she'd go back either.
I don't know. Is she making any money now? I know that Spotify canceled the deal. Is she making any money on anything? She had any projects going on?
Not.
We don't know.
No, I think there are no projects.
She's opening her own farmer's market.
Oh, no wonder they're getting divorced. They're probably just sitting in their huge... mansion in their shared office just looking at each other all day.
No, they're not looking at each other, they're beside each other
at the door.
I think that they have no projects because the projects either like were pre-existing or were canceled and there's not been a report of anything new.
And I don't know if anyone's gonna like work with them right now.
I don't think anyone's working with them right now. Like, if they had something to say, they would have said it on Spotify or in their Netflix deal or in a book that they, you know, everything's, what have they not said? Right.
Didn't they hint that someone else was picking up the podcast now that Spotify dropped it?
That's what makes me think that there's like not a deal because
they would have mentioned it at the same time. That
her
it was
best
going
bet
else.
Is to pitch a Suits spinoff and do Suits too.
I have to say, I watched the first few episodes of Suits and I get her appeal.
Do you like the show?
She's not bad.
No, I don't like the show at all, but I think she's not bad in it.
Yeah, she's not bad
Avi
in it.
Like,
yeah.
Avi watched
I liked
Suits
it.
Like in its original
I time, think it's kind of absurd.
Oh, no, it's totally absurd. Sure, it's, yeah. It's, wait, let me do it. It is.
You got it.
Bad good.
Okay. Yes.
Yes?
I think so. Based on what I haven't watched like all of it, or most of it, but.
Yeah.
As long as it's not bad. I mean, I think enough people like it enough.
The concepts are so absurd.
Bad good. But so are the concepts of every show from that period of time.
Sorry, we only hire from Harvard Law.
No, it's absurd. No one would say that. But it's
no firm would say that, and no firm would actually even do that. It would be like, it's absurd. Just don't tell anyone you didn't go to Harvard Law.
It's like Pretty Little Liars lawyer,
but
for
like
show. Men.
But I feel like it was presented to me like whenever I hear people talk about it, like it's like a better show than that. And I think just because there's a lot more men in it, maybe that's why like there's like some sort of weird bias about presenting it as a better show. But it's actually like pretty bad.
I could see that. That is why.
It's like a little soapy, I think.
Yeah, but right. Like, it's like
a
one
little
of those
better than soap.
It's one of those like non soap opera soaps.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it was entertaining up until a point when it got way too ridiculous. Yeah.
I feel like
it was hard to watch.
That's the only after watching it, I do feel like Megan could go back to acting. She's not bad. She's not great, but she's not like that bad. She's better than a lot of other people.
I think that if she had the right roles and they were divorced, that's probably what she'll do.
Yeah.
Like if she could. I think the thing is that neither of them seem to be able to conceive of is that they need to shut the fuck up for like an appreciable period of time.
They have. They SCFU'd.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about them in like months.
Months? They just had this car chase.
Oh, like, yeah.
She just had this Dior thing.
What was Dior thing?
Like, they just... I think she was trying to like plant rumors that Dior was interested in having her be like one of their faces.
No memory of
that. Did she release a press release?
There were rumors around while Spotify was saying that they were grifters.
I don't think any brand would do that right now because she's too controversial.
That's why I'm saying they were trying to, I think, probably plant suggestions about that. But yeah, no, they have not shut the fuck up. It hasn't even been a year since Spare. So they need to give it like, when I say shut up, I mean like 2 years. Like
they probably
Ariana
have bills
Grande
to pay.
Amount of time.
Do you know how big their mortgage probably is? $15 million?
Okay, well, you know how big their Spotify deal was? Like it's just, they
yeah, but how much they make?
How much did they make on Spotify? I think it was a $30 million deal or like a six.
Okay, so they could pay off the house.
But they didn't end up getting it because they didn't finish. Like they didn't.
Right.
It was $30 million.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They probably need, they can't afford to shut up. They probably like.
But then why didn't they do make more content? Like,
why do you think she went to the farmer's market with her dogs? Like, I'm serious. Like, does she want to get photographed?
For fresh produce.
No, she was holding like peonies. Like, why was she, why does she want to get photographed? Is she like about to do something?
Was who took the photo? Who's the photo?
This is what I'm going to look up. That's a good idea. Meghan Markle, farmer's market.
Maybe she just wants to live a normal life.
Picks up flowers.
She has that opportunity.
During solo outing to Montecito Farmer's
Ooh,
Market.
That's
I told
a title.
You, everything is so about her being solo. It's almost like, and she's doing like a half smile at the photograph. The writers are so funny. She had her furry friend by her side. Like,
freaking no dog.
Say dog.
Hard hitting journalism.
To me, the fact that she's like holding flowers is such a pose. You know what I mean? Like, oh, let me just go to the farmer's market and pick up these flowers, you know?
Where do you think? And Harry hasn't been seen in a bit?
Not at the farmer's market, I guess.
And like, why would she bring her dogs? She probably didn't know about the no dogs policy.
I think the picture might have been taken by a photographer, but is this supposed to be like a paparazzi photo? Kinda.
It just looks like it.
Maybe she thinks if there's enough like regular people paparazzi photos, they'll forget all the annoying other shit that she's done.
Interesting. But he's based between Sydney and Paris. So why is he here? Why is Jish Photo at the farmer's market photographing Meghan Markle?
Because she called him.
Photo. But why would she call this random man who's in, he has 4,000 followers and is a chef. On Instagram.
Maybe they paid just somebody to take a pic and it's not a paparazzi pic. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Do you think this farmer's market trip was real? Like, why would she go to get flowers? Go call a florist. I'm sure you have one.
Honestly, it's nice to go to a farmer's market. No?
Was she wearing sunglasses?
Yes. She's in sunglasses.
Okay. So maybe she did just want to get out.
She has a big tote. She's smiling at the photographer. It's quite capacious. There's nothing in it, seemingly.
I mean, probably just a wallet, you know.
She has her dogs with her like leather leash wrapped around her dainty wrists. Like, it's all very like,
Maybe she wanted to show Harry she can.
If they really want to make money, I think they should get divorced and then do a Netflix documentary about their divorce, because I would watch that.
Who gets the money?
Both of them.
It seems like automatically doomed, because if they're going to produce a documentary about their own divorce, it's not going to be like, no one's going to believe it.
I didn't believe their other Netflix documentary.
Yeah, but like,
still watched, other people watched it.
At this point, I think it would be even worse received after you've been called a grifter by Spotify.
Right.
Like, that's fair. Were in a place where that documentary could be received as like their first attempt at that.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall in the the Meghan Harry home right now. Like, what are the vibes?
I want to be those flowers.
What are the vibes?
It's tense but staffed up. There's a lot of staff to buffer things.
Like, that's the whole, that's all of the crown. Yeah. It's just like,
should be their tagline.
Is it not just like tense people sitting in a room with like staff?
Yeah, tense but well staffed. Why is it? Okay, this is ridiculous. This is in People. Meghan is a big fan of fresh flowers and often posted about blooms on her now defunct Instagram. Flower was also a nickname that her mom, Doria Ragland, lovingly gave her during childhood. In a blog post on her now defunct lifestyle site, The Tig, Meghan shares her nicknames, Meg, MM, M&M, and Flower, which my mom has called me since I was little. Maybe she's trying to relaunch The Tig.
Oh,
what's The Tig? That was her lifestyle blog. This seems like she found some guy to take iPhone photos of her at the farmer's market and then submit it.
Maybe it's Harry.
You know, it could have been. But then people would have seen him there. And then to write her bullshit.
Or a big hat.
No, I mean this.
To write this bullshit, right. To be like, she loves flowers. Her newest nickname, Flower. The Tig is coming next.
Right, month. To make that connection for
it
sure.
It must be The Tig.
I just think she's kind of screwed because no one's going to believe anything she's doing is authentic.
No, but here's the thing. I actually think that is something that she could monetize. Like,
it's like
she could
poosh.
Be an influencer. Like,
right, because she does have fans, even though a lot of people hate her. A lot of people like her.
I mean, look, here's the thing. If Meghan Markle wears like a cute bag or jacket and I see that she's wearing it, I would buy it. Like, I wouldn't be like, Meghan Markle wore it.
Yeah,
like,
she has a vibe. She has this Montecito, California vibe with her dainty like accessories, sunglasses, and leather dog leash.
Maybe she should be an influencer.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to be that. Poosh. Like an old school.
She should reactivate her Instagram.
This is why I think she did the
paparazzi pics. Like, what is she trying to launch or do? Because there's no way it's real. Like, if you're such a florist or flower, like connoisseur, you would be ordering flowers to come to you. You'd go to a different place, like, not to be seen.
Floral place.
Yeah, but you're going to not be seen.
Are you sure? Okay.
You know what I mean. Oh. For her. And she only got like one bouquet. Come on.
Right. Why are you
like,
going to buy
like
three
six peonies? Sprigs.
The finest peonies in all of Los Angeles.
I'm sure your fucking garden has plenty of peonies.
She could send someone to do that if she needed to.
She has peonies in her garden. Like, you know.
What are you, the peonies like, police?
No, she like does.
My peonies, I think, are gone. But I think that she... they died already. I think it's that she's going to try to relaunch this like lifestyle thing. The truth is, I think she can make a lot of money from like affiliate links and partnerships. And also, she does have good taste. I would trust her taste for the finer things in life. Bitch has been a royal at this point.
Yeah.
So even being a royal wasn't nice enough for her.
I would follow that Insta. Yeah. As long as it's not too pretentious.
She should just teach a course on, you know, getting
how to become a princess.
Yeah. How to find a nice guy.
A kind man.
With no baggage at all.
Right. She could be like the Tony Robbins of women who want to marry into the royal family.
Potential.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right. I think we need to move on from Megan.
Segue to Gigi.
Yes. And talk about this amazing headline that came out. Gigi Hadid arrested for marijuana possession in, drum roll please, the Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands. Wow.
Where we have been sending everyone for a while now.
Maybe she heard this show and that's where she got the idea.
She was trying to bump into all the Betches listeners. But it says that Gigi was traveling with marijuana purchased legally in New York City with a medical license, was what her rep said. But she pleaded guilty and she was fined $1,000.
That's it?
And avoided a conviction.
It's a pretty low fine, I would say.
It's not like the biggest crime in the world.
I don't know how big of a crime it is there. Some places they'll like kill you.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to kill you.
Wait, remember that movie with Claire Danes, right? Where she was like in Thailand.
Broke down palace.
What happens?
And she was arrested for drugs because her friend like planted it on her to like help her smuggle it.
Isn't that based on a true story?
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever seen the documentary Ganja Queen?
No.
Ganja Queen is a real documentary about a woman who's sentenced to 20 years in prison because she goes from Australia to, I think, Indonesia. And she says someone put marijuana in her bag and they caught it.
That's crazy. Is she still?
As of 2017, she spent 9 years in prison and then 3 years in parole in Indonesia. And then she went back to Australia.
Why would someone put it in her bag?
It's from 2007.
Well, look, Gigi, I think this means that we have to send her to the Caymans for her crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so funny that she went to the Caymans.
Seems just more like a hassle for Gigi. I think the PR control probably cost her a lot more money than the fine.
Probably. But like, what are they really working overtime? Like,
probably legal
fees.
It's not
like a secret. Right. I mean, I feel like her legal fee is like an hour. Like, pay it. Like, maybe they had to plead. I don't know.
It was so funny, though, to see like all the media outlets, which pictures they chose for like Gigi and then like arrested for marijuana. Like they were just all very like they always choose a picture that goes with the headline.
Oh, where she looks high?
Or like in like a more like alternative outfit. It was just, that was entertaining.
Maybe Zane told them to search her.
Yeah. Yolanda must be so upset. She must like be writing her a letter telling her about how disappointed she is. Do you remember when she did that to Bella?
I feel like she would be more upset if she found out she ate more than like 6 almonds.
Well, that's what happens when you smoke marijuana.
And how many almonds did you eat?
This is not going to help with the munchies.
All right. So we're sending Gigi to the Caymans. Who of our fans, our listeners, our amazing listeners, are we sending to where we think they should go or where they request to go, hypothetically?
We actually have a request. So Mychy, MYCHY89, basically has a suggestion for an obscure TV show, number one. She says Gavin and Stacey on Prime is an old British show that is so good. So we have a suggestion on that.
Suggestion. I love it.
She also gave an example of a show that is good, bad, which she thinks is the bold type. I do think that could, people really like that. They do think it's good. It could also be
bad, good.
She thinks it's good, bad, but I think it's because she likes it a lot. I haven't watched it enough to know. I would think it has bad, good vibes, but maybe it's good, bad. I don't know.
I think it's good, bad, because she says it's not good, but I loved it.
Okay,
meaning
good.
Like it's bad, good.
Okay, that would be bad, good, but whatever. It's okay. We're not gonna get into that here.
I love that she's practicing.
Good. Yes, exactly. And she wants to be sent to the Bahamas or the Maldives. And I think we should send her the Maldives. More exotic, first class, over the water hut. And you are there, Mychy 89.
How's our hypothetical budget looking these days?
I think it's flourishing. Budget,
you know what? She
are we
gave,
flush? Cash flush?
We're cash hypothetically? Positive.
I think she deserves like the best of the best because this was such a quality review. Just it had opinions. Agreed. It had recommendations and it had just
references.
And she told us where she wants to go, which is incredibly helpful. So,
and she thanks us for being her favorite podcast to listen to each week. So
yes.
Excellent choice, Sammy.
The requisite ass kissing. Thank you.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah. To the Maldives, hypothetically, specifically.
Mychy 89, you are going to the Maldives first class, hypothetically, on our hypothetical flush budget. Enjoy. I hope you have a great time. I've never been there. Jordani went
Me
there.
Neither.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, we hope you have a lovely time.
Yes.
And that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
Me, Sammy.
And I'm at Jordana Abraham. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week on the Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.